got a follow-up meeting tomorrow morning looking at more details, looking at their rationalisation of the situation and the process that they're proposing. But it'd be fair to say people are in a state of shock in the building, and it does have major implications for the future of Indigenous Scottish newspapers.
Yeah, what do you think it will do to the likes of The Record?
It looks, at this stage, at this early stage, that they're trying to turn it into a regional edition of The Mirror, which I think is, you know, it's a flawed idea. Instead of grasping what's happening in Scotland in respect to political and cultural identity, they seem to be moving in the opposite direction. I think it was a fairly flawed decision by Trinity, and we'd be trying to persuade them to change that direction.
Yeah, and also the Sunday Mail's the biggest weekly seller.
Exactly. It's not a poor company. It's not a totally failed company, and we'd be asking them to expand and not to contract on their scale. And the transfer of the work to England in particular is galling, and we'll be arguing that they should be changing that direction for a start.
Now, you're shocked. You obviously had no prior warning about this. You're going to be speaking to the company tomorrow. Yeah. What is your kind of plan of action here? Are you going to do anything about it in the meantime?
Well, I'm just heading over across the water to the building now, and we'll look at that. But at this stage, I've got to be kind of measured in my response. I know the feeling of some of the people is to take over the building, but I think we'll be seeing, you know, how the negotiations go tomorrow morning. And then we've got a mass meeting in the afternoon just to see where we go from there. So we'll have a clearer picture on that then.
So if you don't get what you want from the company, there is the possibility of occupying the premises at some point tomorrow.
Well, that's been suggested by some people. But at this stage, we need to look at, you know, the longer picture as well. It's about, you know, the people whose jobs are at risk and the people who remain and the future of those titles. So we've got certain responsibilities there on both counts there.